Well, all right. Star Child, citizens of the universe, recording angels, we have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership, I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D, light year groove. Well, all right. You hear any noise? Ain't nobody but me and the boys. Get down. Hit it, fellas.
It's the G-Loo Show, OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Oldies for all the homies.
That's right.
Hosted by G-Loo, Big Flossy B, Hanks of the Gangster, homie Malik in the back. I'd like to welcome everybody to the G-Loo Show every Sunday night, where the lowriders go from 7 to 9. The homies right on time. G-Hank got the dank, Big Floss got the wine. And G-Loo coming in with the flow. Mic check 1-2, hit the switch on the fold. Here we go, coming back again with them 15 jumping out the lack again. Playing oldies from the 70s and 80s, when niggas had Jerry curls and dropped Mercedes. Shout out to the ladies, all the players and Mac, with them OG fifth wheel diamonds in the back. Kick back, roll up something and chill. What's a G-Loo Show where they way too real? Kick back, roll up something and chill. What's a G-Loo Show if Floss takes a wheel?
Yo, yo, what's up? Happy Sunday to everybody. You dig what I'm saying? Tuning in to the G-Loo Show. Feeling good at the G-Loo Show, man. I got everybody there. Kick back, chat, that focus. Listen, you got no idea. You dig what I'm saying? Y'all kick back and I'ma turn the music up and let G-Loo. G-Loo take that on the ride, man.
I'm a demon.
my love, do you want human love?
Candles. Shop with us for 100% non-toxic soy wax candles and wax melts, plus room sprays. We're a family-owned business based in SoCal with the mission to deliver clean, non-toxic candle products. Check us out on all social platforms at New Armani Candles, and don't forget to shop our website, newarmanicandles.com.
OG Sundays, G-Lu Show. Y'all stay tuned. Next Thursday night, 93.3 FM. But tonight it's all about the G-Lu OG Sundays. G-Lu Show. We out of here. God bless you. And good afternoon.
What up, everyone? Welcome to OG Sundays. Fabulous Low Rider Oldies on a Sunday Night Live with G-Lu, Queen Jean, and Cousin Marcy. Good evening, everyone. Cousin Marcy, Queen Jean, good evening.
Good evening.
Good
How
evening.
You doing?
Good, good.
What's happening? Everybody good?
Oh, good. Here's
Sunday.
Some static.
We're here. Huh?
Okay.
Are you hearing static for me?
I thought I heard static. Maybe it's just me then. No one hears it. Okay. What's going on, lady?
I can hear it, too. I hope it's not me, y'all.
You can.
Mic check.
Okay,
can y'all hear me okay?
Too. Okay, I hear you.
Okay, I'm going to check out and check back in. I don't have those earbuds in either, but I'm going to check out and check back in.
Not
I heard static. In the beginning, when I tuned in, I was hearing static. So, but I'm going to check out and check back in. Quick sec.
Okay.
Don't leave
okay.
us. No, okay.
Cousin Marcy, what's popping? How you doing this evening?
What's popping, cousin? Doing good. How about yourself?
Can't complain at all. You know, I won't complain, so I'm good. Blessed to be here.
Cue that song. I don't know the choir that sings it. I won't complain. That's right. That's right. We done made it to another OG Sunday. So, yep.
Yay. Yay.
Ready
yay,
to
yay.
Roll.
Here for the
Ready
service.
To
Please
roll.
Don't hurt. Queen Jean,
that's
we got
right,
you back.
That's right.
Mic check, mic check.
All right.
It sounds nice.
Okay. Then I'm here.
Hey, right. There we go.
All right. And what's going on this week, ladies? Anything we got to put out there, talk about before we get started tonight?
I don't have anything to talk about. What I have to talk about, I don't want to talk about. So I don't have nothing to talk about. I'm here for the ride.
Okay.
I want to feel the vibe. That's what
right.
I want.
I'm running in the store to get our libation. So I got y'all orders. So I'll be back to the car before we take off.
Alrighty.
Nothing to tell either.
And what about you, King G Lou? You got anything you want to report? Were you watching the Lakers game?
Yeah, I'm watching the Lakers. I'm watching the Clippers now, but the Lakers, yeah, earlier we got game one. Shout out to the Lakers. Much love. So shout out to all the winners and losers in playoff land right now. But shout out to the Lakers, man. Yep, that's all I have to say. It's a good show.
Well, shout out to the Lakers.
Ghost is pretty good. Good show. As you know, Snowfall, one more episode left. It's kind of ending crazy, but shout out to Snowfall and shout out to all of you out there who's tuned in across the land, from the land to Japan. We are here for your service. The call-in number is 914-803-4001. We got Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy. We got announcements top of the hour. We got the Marcy Minute coming up second hour. And guess what we got on the line?
Who we got? Let's see. Who we got on the line?
Mr. Hanks.
Who we got on the line?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey.
DJ Mania.
DJ Mania.
Hey, hey.
That, it'd be that yak. You know, he on that yak. And he leaning way back in that Cadillac. He didn't realize he pushed one, or he just got that yak. Which one is it? DJ Maniac, it's good to hear your voice.
Yes. Good to hear y'all. How y'all living out there?
Last day off for you, right? You had your weekend off.
Yes. Yes. And I wanted to politic with you, Queen Marcy, on this beat.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
So you want to politic with you? Go ahead, Maniac.
That player talk. I want to politic.
That means get your work list together. I just need instructions. That's all I need. I need 1, 2, 3. Do this. Okay. You got it.
But D Lou album almost done. I can't wait.
Oh yeah. Ooh, back to the '80s. Maniac just sent me 3 more today, already wrapped up 2 of them. Man, yeah, back to the '80s coming real soon, people. It don't stop.
It's gonna be live in the fabulous '80s.
Yeah. I know. So many hits in the '80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna take a ride. Back to the '80s, y'all. Let me do it like this. DJ Maniac, G Lou, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy and this mother sucker. Let's go. Back to the '80s. OG Sunday, y'all.
Hey.
Up this morning with a smile upon Were you threatened with booty juice?
I personally was not, because I chose to take the route of keeping my mouth shut in fear. But girls who had been there for weeks upon weeks got it often. Just for acting out in the slightest way, for talking back.
They would joke about booty juice, you know? And then the first time you actually see them give it to someone, you're like, wow, where am I?
She was at Sundance Hospital. The hospital's own protocol says you can refuse any medication offered to you. Despite this, the 16-year-old says she was given booty juice while pregnant. If that injection did indeed contain antipsychotics, the FDA says that could harm an unborn child.
First of all, it's criminal. It's battery.
That's attorney Ramesh Shamaya. He's very familiar with the term booty juice.
We'll strap you down with that booty juice. Welcome to the crazy house. Stupid people doing stupid things. So if you're out there tripping, don't let us catch you slipping. We put cases on all y'all. 30-day holds. Maximum psych unit. We don't want to hear no crying, debating, or explaining. Welcome to the crazy house. Resident staff, Lady Envy, psych ward director. Tree Cadillac. Psych Med Booty Juice Administrator. Please believe we in them streets 7 days a week. Welcome to the crazy house. We'll roll you up like a backwood. It ain't no fun when a rabbit got the gun. We will check you in and you can't check out. Welcome to the crazy house. So if you're on that dumb shit, crazy as a PCP sherm stick, dipped in chopped up fentanyl pills, mixed with crack, we on your goddamn back. Welcome to the crazy house.
Smoking a fat sack right here on the station that plays only platinum hits.
Okay, thanks, Lost. Okay, I have a dedication. I'm going to go way back because it reminds me of my sibling. And
that's
we used
right.
to always be in the backyard with my older cousins, and they would always say Oldie. That's why I love you, Oldie. Right on. So I appreciate you, King, And I'm going to keep riding with you until midnight, so I'll be on the line. I might chime back in.
Okay.
It's all
okay.
Good. Enjoy your evening, sweetheart. Let's take a ride.
Take a ride. That's what he said.
Because I think it's time you and I had a serious talk. For days now, I've been trying to call you, trying to see you. Don't you know how I feel? Don't you know that you can't measure the pleasure by the hurt I'm feeling right now? Can't you see it in my eyes? Can't you feel it in my voice? I have a need for you. Every little bit hurts. Every little bit hurts. Every night I cry, every night I sigh, every night I wonder why. You treat me cold, yet you won't let me go. Every little hurt counts.
playing the best mix of smooth R&B, oldies, soul, and funk. Blog Talk Radio's number one Sunday night program, The G-Lou Show, presents OG Sunday's fabulous lowrider oldies. Broadcasting live online every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. Call 914-803-4001 with your request. The G-Lou Show OG Sundays thanks to sponsors BTP Media, 93.2 FM, DD Harrison, and One World Magazine. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider ODs. Here's your host, G-Lou, in 5, 4, 3, 2,
what we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
What's good, people? This is the DJ Maniac.
When time allows my mind to sleep, when thoughts and visions of your being become as real to me as life, I then become aware. You are there. eyes close, I can taste everywhere. Your eyes, your lips, your breasts, your hair. Such a dream, so real, such a love, I feel I want to stay there forever and ever. O dream maker, O weaver of magical dreams, make this dream come true tonight.
Y'all keep working hard. Believe in yourself. Prove everybody that doubts y'all wrong. Show up every day. Stay pure. Keep your heart pure. Stay motivated. Stay inspired. Show love to your people. Remember, love.
You listening to OG Sunday's Lowrider Oldies for all the homies and the homegirls. tuning in to the Jilu Show on Blog Talk Radio. Hit that switch.
Go high. You gotta shoot low. lowrider music. G. Lou, that's the spot.
Yeah, Hey, man, all I want to do is say hello to the world, man. Y'all tune in every Sunday to the G-Lou Show, and you get your real, raw, and uncut, you know, conversations, you know, debates, you know what I'm saying, the answers, solutions, you know what I'm saying. You don't get no problems coming on this show here, man. You know, I want to say to everybody in the world, it's cold outside, like what he said, man, but it's a cold world we live in, you know what I'm saying, like we always have said. But, man, let's keep it warm. Let's keep it good heart. Let's get humble. Let's start doing things we used to do today, man. Let's make the presence and all my past, man. All this is a memory, you know what I'm saying? The memories do last today. Today we ought to live each and every day the same way we did yesterday. Today, man, all I want to say is peace, love, and the words of God could need us. We got a soul.
Just go from man to man, I just don't seem to understand. You really don't understand, do you? Hey, man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
Oh, come on, John. Can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
Hey, man, I need my flesh and blood. You make me make a decision I don't want to make, John. You're my brother, man. Can't you understand that?
Look, being brothers ain't got nothing to do with it, man. I mean, I got a right to live my life the way I want to live it. I mean, being rich and black means something, man. Don't you know that? Being poor and black don't mean shit. We're living in different times. When you and I were young kids, I mean, there were no heroes. We got all sorts of heroes now. I mean, there are kids out there who look up to me, man.
Man, can't you see you? That's just teaching black kids to exploit their own kind, and that's sick.
Well, it's not sick, man. It's sick when you got a chance to get out of a rat-infested ghetto and you don't.
Oh, wow, then you've really lost your love for the brothers altogether then, haven't you?
I mean, don't be dropping that brotherly love shit on me, man. I mean, for 5 years I sat up in that place and you never visited me one time, man. You didn't bring me a dime, you didn't write me a letter.
Well, that's because I figured you wanted something better than dimes and letters and visits. So I tried to create some kind of organization that you can use to fight the system that's been fucking with you. You too goddamn brainwashed to use it.
I just wanted to see you, man. That's all.
Now we have Queen Jean with the announcements for the evening.
I like that. Hey, 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 hey. Let's catch Big Hank, Deacon Norman, at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church every day for free food, located at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach. That's on first-come, first-served basis. You can also attend the Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. and also get the Bible study live on Facebook every Wednesday at 12 noon. Be there. Get your spirit fed. Also, the nonprofit organization Cynthia Nunn of Essendon Angels, the free food giveaway every Saturday at 12 o'clock. Follow her on IG and check out all her videos. That's at 200 North Long Beach, again, in Compton. Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Big Boo, is always accepting donations, food, clothing, linen, whatever you can give. So you can contact him on Facebook and IG under Luther Jr. Keith. So help him out if you can. And also check out My Tribe Rise. They are always doing something amazing for the community. They serve the Altadena, Pasadena, and neighboring cities, and they will come out further if needed. So contact them on IG as well, or contact them on their website, mytriberise.org. And also check out my girl West of Heaven Hair Salon at 9469 Jefferson Boulevard, Suite 107 in Culver City. She's been in business since 1998. Visit her website on westofheaven.com to check out the services that are offered. So check her out. Also, we got a holiday coming up, which is Mother's Day. Yes, that's a holiday. And if you want to get your wife, your mother, your sister, anybody a cake, follow Shado on Instagram and contact her for any custom-made cakes and cupcakes. The same for Miss Sweets. Follow her on Instagram as well. And Filthy Rich Banana Pudding, founder and owner Tanya Ward, you can also follow her on Instagram. She has delivery at 805-738-5943. And I suggest that you do follow her so you can see where the pop-ups are. FD Funnel Cakes, they're at 2807 North Dalhart Avenue in Compton, California. Tuesday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. They're closed on Mondays. There's three ways to place an order. You can pull up an order, place a phone order at 310-404-6849, or order online through DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Postmates. In need of a travel agent, contact Soul Travels, eliadelgado.intele travel.com. The business line is 808 769-2964. You can ask for Miss Delgado. Also, check out Tweed Cadillac every Thursday, the After Six Cruise Mix, hosted and produced by Tweed himself with G. Lou as a co-host. The studio line is 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak or listen online at blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM. The West Coast time is 7 o'clock p.m. East Coast is 10 o'clock p.m. And also check out our YouTube channel, The G. Lou Show, for all contents there. Tonight they will be doing the After Hours in the Blue Room. That's a cold vibe they got going, so check them out. That comes, they are live at 9:30 p.m. East Coast and 12:30 a.m. West Coast, opposite. New Armani Candles on IG, check them out as well for wax melts. Also a good gift to get for Mother's Day. If you're looking for a tattoo, you can check out Poison Ink Tattoos at 6693 Downey Avenue, Long Beach, California. You can ask for Poison or follow Mr. Poison on IG. You can book in advance at 323-639-9747. The dollar deposit. The Lot Auto Sales, 538 East PCH in Long Beach, California. 562-591-5909. Ask for Ted. His hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 to 6 p.m. Sunday by appointment only, and it's best to call and make an appointment. Also, Fluff and Fold, Black-owned laundry mat at 10024 Hawthorne Boulevard, Inglewood, corner of Century and La Brea, 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. So I'm going to give you some concerts. I did check to see if some of these were still, if they still had tickets available, and the ones that I'm going to tell you, they still do. So the 420 West Fest, which is Thursday, April the 20th, which is coming up, 5:15 p.m. at Rio Rancho Event Center, 3001 Civic Center, Rio Rancho and New Mexico. Ice Cube, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Warren G, Sugar Free and the Dog Pound, DJ Quick as well. The Lovers and Friend Fest is Saturday, May the 6th in Las Vegas Festival Foundation with Miss C. Elliott, Mariah Carey, Pet Bull, Little Kim, The Brat, and more. Pre-sale tickets. They have tickets that are on sale now through loversandfriendsfest.com. First annual Bakersfield Blaze, May the 20th, Saturday at 7 o'clock p.m., also with Ice Cube, Cypress Hill, DJ Quick, and the special guests will be Rodney D. and Joe Cooley. At the Mechanics Bank Arena in Bakersfield, Theater and Bank Arena. Tickets at AXS. Then we have May the 27th, 2023, I Love R&B Festival from 12 o'clock to 10:30 p.m. at the Queen Mary at 1126 Queens Highway and Long Beach. Ashanti, Jairu, Bobby B, Pleasure P, Chingy, Mayo, Ruffians, and Marcus Houston, and more. Expedia for tickets. And also skip towing, transport and lockout, state to state, from driveway to driveway, 704-314-7869. You can check him out there. And also, if you have any announcements, birthday shout-outs, anniversaries, contact me, Jean V. Berkeley, on Facebook, or Queen Jean of the G. Lou Show. Happy birthday to anyone celebrating the birthday, anniversary, or any sort of celebration. Peace. Ashe, over to you, G. Lou.
Yeah, poor.
Oh, big bro.
Queen Jean, man, listen to me, man. Listen, everything you did was on point, super fantabulous, super fantastic. I just got one little thing I need you to correct.
Give it to me.
You said that they was going to do the after show, and they're going to be doing the after, you know, G. Lou and them got an after thing. You got to say that, you got to say them young niggas over there got an after show, because ain't no old niggas going to be over there with G. Lou. Just all them young niggas going to be there. That's for the young niggas. The old niggas gonna be asleep. We didn't watch the game. We drunk, nigga. We not gonna be up fucking with you niggas at 10, 11 o'clock. No, we ain't gonna be able to do it. I love you, Queen J. Great job, baby.
Thank you so much. And look, that's West Coast. See, the West Coast get to have it okay. You know what I'm saying? West Coast, they come on at 9:30 a.m. But us on the East Coast, it's 12:30 a.m.
Man,
they be rocking to 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, geez. Our time, big bro. So it be jamming in the blue room.
Nigga, I understand it, but it ain't no niggas up
here.
Listen, I'll be 59 May 19th. I'll be 59. I bet you $1 million to a bucket of shit. It ain't no 59-year-old niggas up here at 12:30, 2 o'clock talking about, hey man, where we finna get out? Y'all niggas still playing? Shit, ain't no way. Ain't no way.
That's okay. I don't want to lose that bet. But yeah, I feel you though.
Take his gun. Take his gun. You out of control today. Take his gun. Somebody.
That nigga killed it. Yeah, get
he
his gun.
Everybody.
No, cousin Marcy. Get that nigga. Will you get that nigga's gun? Get it for me. Cause that nigga is tripping on that gun. Get it, please. That nigga just found that gun and he won't let that motherfucker go. He's been shooting that motherfucker for a month. Get that nigga in that gun.
I don't know what you got. So you want to doing drive-bys,
you know? No, we got to find that nigga something else, man. Get that damn gun. That is too much.
I'm going back in the store.
Find that nigga something else. Get that nigga a yo-yo or a slingshot.
She said a yo-yo. Hey, big bro, what about some click-clacks? For noise, you can hear some noise.
Hot tamales or something. Hot tamales, maybe some Jolly Ranchers or something. That nigga is over there tripping with that gun.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. We safe over here. Should we stay? No, don't come over here tripping. We popping off, okay?
Hey, click, G look like a nigga 1979. He just got him at 22. That nigga in the park, he just popping that motherfucker. Let me see how this motherfucker work. Let me see if I can hit that tree over there. That motherfucker don't even make it to the tree. It falls short of the tree.
I love them 22s, though. I love them 22s.
The 22s will get you if you're up close, but if you got you far enough away, you could probably catch that motherfucker in the air.
Close up and at him.
That is so hilarious.
Okay. Yeah, that 22 was a thing, man. That 22 didn't have no murders on it. It hurt a nigga real bad, but it didn't have no murders on it. It couldn't do nothing to a nigga. Especially in rough ass niggas. Nigga like, nigga, I've been shot 17 times with a 22. They ain't did nothing.
The man is still.
I got a couple of 25s in me, so I know they ain't worth a shit. A 22 ain't worth the 25 at least knocked a nigga backwards, but that 22 didn't do shit. I know them motherfuckers weren't worth nothing.
Oh my God.
I got a new weapon. I got a sock with some pool balls in it.
Oh, nigga, that ain't new, nigga. That ain't new, nigga. That's penitentiary.
How familiar it is. I know it ain't new to the game. Yeah.
You got some dominoes. You got a whole sock full of dominoes, nigga. You finna wear that nigga out up in there. I've seen niggas get beat to death with some dominoes in a sock.
Oh, my God.
That's okay, so now I got another. Dominoes, I got another one. Some dominoes. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. I've been seeing a lot of brothers who's been in the pen and they're out and they still lifting, but they're not going to no gym. They got these big old, look like crocus sack bags or maybe the bags with the net. What is inside those bags that
it's
they're
either
using
water,
to lift with?
It's either water or shit, niggas used to put in shit. That's what we used to use, water. What, no, ain't nothing but water in them big ass bags.
Yep.
It's water.
Whatever you can put in there to make weight.
Right, to make it heavy.
Okay.
Now, you know, niggas got, you know, old shit. I don't got nothing I don't do that shit no more. I don't do none of that old penitentiary shit. I get me some weight. I buy me some weights at Walmart or Big Five and do my shit the right way. But some niggas can't do it. Hold up.
Queen, did you see that was out that was doing that?
Yeah, she said nigga on the street. That nigga, right. That nigga's called. They call that nigga institution.
I've seen a lot of brothers on videos.
Yeah,
you know, social media. They when they out there, Yeah.
They was out.
They institutionalized.
Yeah,
kids.
I just seen someone the other day.
And they're using our parks and stuff, too. I have a friend that just got out not too long ago. They're using the parks and stuff now, too, like the yard.
Yeah, that's why I just seen them yesterday.
Them niggas is trying to get some views. Because really, to be honest with you.
They trying to get what?
That water weight ain't gonna stay with you. That shit ain't gonna stay with you. That water weight ain't gonna stay with you at all. It'll pump you up for a minute, but it ain't gonna make your muscles big. It'll just pump you up, make you look big for, you know, that 15, 20 minutes. That shit ain't gonna stick with you. Water weight ain't gonna stick with you. I promise you that.
Yeah, because it looked like it was two big old balls in there, like maybe bowling balls or something. That's what it looked like. But, yeah, G-Lou, I did. I just seen somebody doing it yesterday, and that's the way he be lifting his weight. And I was
okay. He trying to get views. He like you, Queen Jean. He like you, Queen Jean.
I'm gonna put it up, man. I'm gonna put it up.
But shoot when it's time to shoot, though. When them motherfuckers don't go off, nigga, make it go off. Pow.
Back their ass up.
Look, I felt that. When they don't know when it's time, you got to shoot, right?
Right, and when it don't go off like it's supposed to go off, like it don't, it ain't like the joke, like when a nigga do a bomb joke and it don't go off, make it go off for him, cuz, pow. Yeah, make that motherfucker pow. That nigga bomb.
Oh, that's bad.
And my wife woke the whole house up in here talking loud. I done got drunk because the Lakers won. I accidentally got drunk. I wasn't trying to get drunk. I accidentally got drunk tonight, y'all.
An accidental drunk.
Clipper,
I mean, accidentally drank.
Yeah. Why am I over here like, I want to get drunk? I'm drinking water.
You better put some motherfucking sangria up in that.
I got some Stella Rose peach.
What's up, Doc?
Okay,
what's up
drink some for me. You know?
You said that peach. Stella Rose be hit. I love that Stella Rose.
Don't
hey,
it?
But,
it's so good.
I say your Clippers won, too.
That sangria sneak up on your ass so fast, had your ass knocked the fuck out. Loud, talking sangria. Like I'm talking right now.
Yes, that stuff reminded me of Cisco.
Yeah, screaming
it'll get you. I don't even know I'm screaming in the phone,
but I'm screaming in the phone loud as a motherfucker right now.
It's all right.
Sangria. I think it's margarita.
Nigga, the Lakers played at 12 o'clock. The Lakers played at 12 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock, nigga. I've been drinking since 12 o'clock.
Yeah, sangria.
Yeah, sangria got me, nigga, for real, on the whole bottle. The
he
big bottle.
Got you
on. Get the little bottle. Get the big one.
Hey, the Lakers came on so early, I almost missed it. I didn't even know they played that early, man.
Man,
I almost missed it.
Man, that nigga street clothes, that nigga hurt his arm. He looked over at, in the camera. He said, man, I can't move my arm. Nigga, we just knew that motherfucker was broke. That nigga went out for about 5 minutes. He came right back in. Cuz a big old softy, man. He's just a big soft nigga. Every time you hit him, his leg hurt or his arm hurt or something, man. That nigga, I call him street clothes.
Oh.
I never make my free throws because I'm never in the game long, Davis. That's my nigga, street clothes.
That's funny.
Got on street clothes.
Yeah, he got on. He always got some street clothes on, nigga, when it's time to play. But he doing his thing, though. We the Lakers, man. We gonna win. We gonna do some shit. As long as he stay healthy, we can win.
Hey, yo, other team won too. You a Clipper fan too?
Not never. Nigga, I'm not no Flipper fans. I don't fuck with the Flippers. I don't do nothing.
He's
going
to push that button again. Nope.
Okay, my bad.
I know.
That's just the Rams. That's just the Rams, right?
I'm the Rams. I don't fuck with the Flippers, and I don't fuck with the Flippers. Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't
and
do that.
And the Flippers used to be considered like a Hyundai, huh?
Yeah, like that's what the niggas are. They Mazdas. The niggas is Mazdas. Yeah. They like a Mazda.
A Hyundai upgraded, though.
Damn.
Mazda. What was that? The 16.6 or the 323? What was kind of Mazda was it? Remember that Mazda?
They had a 2.6 and a 929.
That motherfucker. That's what the Clippers are, cuz. That motherfucker right there.
Now, they play at the sports arena all the time, right? That's where they based out at, huh?
Yeah.
The sports arena.
Yeah. You,
that was
and
their
they,
home.
They got a cold, mm-hmm. They got a cold-ass arena finna go up right now. They probably going to be colder than, what's the Lakers shit now? Let's call it some kind of...
Crypto.
The Staples Center.
No, it's something else, man. Yeah, the crypto. I think crypto went bankrupt, nigga, for real.
Not after they purchased that part.
You said it still got 18 million. You said it still got 180 million right there.
You gotta factor in the concerts. They,
you ain't lying. You ain't lying.
You gotta
you ain't
keep
lying.
It real.
I heard crypto. I heard that nigga went to jail and they went blank, but went broke. The crypto dude went to jail and they went broke. And then I don't know what happened with the Lakers shit, but that's the Lee. He ain't that broke. That nigga got the Lakers for him. That's 200 million. 200 billion,
got
whatever it is, and then the concerts and shit. He ain't broke.
Got the form too?
Huh?
They don't got the form. They got the form too?
No, the form ain't there. They
no,
got
the form
crypto.
Is somebody. I think the church
they got,
still
got that. They got the old Staples Center. Whatever the old Staples Center is, that's the crypto. The form still sitting over there. The form still sitting over there. Ain't nobody fuck with the form yet.
Yeah, they call it the
church,
Kia form. What's it called, the Kia form? All the time,
or
what do you call the Inglewood form?
I think I'm going to buy the form.
It was the Western form or something. But now, yeah. It's,
yeah,
it is.
It was the Western form
before.
It is.
You're absolutely right.
I think when I was a bank, the Western Bank, I think that was a bank or something. Western Union. I think it was the Western Union form or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a bank that had
that.
That was first. That was back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't. The banks and shit don't do it no more. You got to have like crypto. You got to be them kind of motherfuckers.
You
got to
have
crypto
real money.
And, yeah, you got to have real money.
You got to have real money.
Banks ain't shit no more. Them all falling off. Some of them closing down.
Banks
closing down. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah.
Man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is.
America is going downhill. It ain't gonna be. You know how Rome and Britain, all of, remember when they was London? Remember when they was real big and then they fell down? It happens. You don't be no big ass entity for a long time. You get it for a minute, but nigga, your shit got to fall off sooner or later. And we on that fall off sooner or later shit. Fall off sooner or later shit. We're going down.
Okay, well, bring the gun back. Damn it. Now we got to deal with the apocalypse.
Wow,
God,
she said, shoot Hank down. Hank tripping.
That's
Hank
the second
tripping.
Time she did that to you, big bro.
I ain't mad at Cousin Marcy, man. Cousin Marcy got her thing too, and she good. I'm good with her, man. We ain't got to agree on everything, and we can agree to disagree. You dig what I'm saying? I'm good.
Okay. Well then,
right.
Shoot again, G Lou. Then just go ahead
and shoot again.
Shoot the zombie.
Shoot the duck.
That nigga keep chocolate like he get ready to shoot it. That nigga good. That nigga like, Hank, back up, nigga, back up. Back up, nigga, back up.
Hey, guys, y'all keep this energy because I promise you I'm going to make y'all laugh. So keep this energy. I got something real funny coming up for Marcy's Minute.
Yeah, we got that coming up next. Hold up, y'all. We got Marcy's Minute coming up in 1 minute, y'all. We'll be right back. It's OG Sunday's Fabulous Lowrider Oldies. Hanks to the Gangsta.
Where you doing it at?
where they doing it at.
Told you the dope is for
that dope. I duck, nigga.
Man,
she got out the way.
It's just
something
about her way. You duck, but you got right in this one. Touch
his way. I ain't never met nobody like her before. Ooh, wee. It's gone out of way.
Oh,
let's go.
It's something about the way she moves, baby.
I would love her. First time she gave me a number. I seen her out that night. I'm thinking I get her undercover. She looking like no other. Them others, she's above her. Her eyes so light, her ass so tight. She looking like a stunner. So I told her I could love her. Introduce her to my brother. Since he my little brother, wanna see what he think of her. She find a sign like summer. Everything about I want her. I take her with me when I go. Ain't never had no drama. So I told her that I love her. Took her to meet my mama. Respect my mama decision. What she say, that's what I honor. She seen I treat my mama and that kind of played on her. And now she see our relationship is getting kind of strong. So now you know I really want her, so I'm acting put it on her. I want you to be my girl, but now that's only if you want her. It's something about her ways, the way she moved it make me want her. And tonight's the night she's gonna let me beat it how I want her. Uh-huh.
It's something about the way she moves, baby.
So fine, visions of you and me in my mind. Love's trying to find me, but I don't want to be found. Every time I go to sleep, I dream about your love, child. I am just a G-child, giving you my best now. I don't like to rap about it, this is just a freestyle. Meanwhile, she smiled, looking at my resume. Finally, she realized she dealing with a heavyweight. In and out of every state, moving like a kingpin. She don't ever see the work, all she see the dividend. See the type of love we in, I'm fucking with her mind again. She don't want nobody else, cause she like the love I give. Who I am, who I be, who are you to question me? I am just a love chef cooking up the recipe. Baby, let me set you free and bring you in my world. Something about the way that she moves, she that girl.
It's something about the way she moves, baby.
That's right.
It's something about her way.
You ain't never heard me talk about this though, huh?
It's something about the way she moves, baby.
Mosey.
It's something about
God did this. Words, love, and life both have four letters, but it's two different things all together. Now, I've had many women in my day, but just like the wind, they've all blown away. And I admit I got a few issues. A bad boy, you're an angel like Anita Baker. You bring me joy, you stood down with the get down. When I'm around and every time I took a fall, you've been the first to hold me down. You never worry about them side chicks. Pay bills, and when the drama gets a little thick, pull off your heels, you remind me of my mama. My one and only true love, you make me want to stop banging and praying to God above.
Got a feeling something is about to change. Love is just a touch away.
Back on W Balls, the station that slaps you with another fat track that's keeping you coming all day and all night.
Let's talk about loneliness. You know, sometimes it can fool you into believing you're on top of the world. No one can top you or stop you. And everything you've ever wanted is right at your fingertips. But as always, reality steps in and shocks you right back into the present. And all you can do is ask yourself over, over, why? What happened to the love that brought us both so much joy and happiness? Hey, I know things change, people change, but this hurts. I mean, really hurts. I guess it all boils down to the fact that we really didn't know each other anyway, huh? Yeah, I know. Say, wait a minute. Let me tell you exactly how I feel, okay?
Today I'm just a lonely man, but tomorrow I'll be a king. Blessing all my subjects, cast afar insecurities. The whole wide world will watch me as I walk up to my throne. Knights in shining armor stand around to heed my call.
But wait a minute, I'm still lonely. I guess anyone can dream, but when you lose someone it seems so unimportant. Although every person changes, different times and different ways, but never all the same. Why have I lost you? Why? Although every person changes, different times and different ways. Why? Ooh, why?
Of course, I'm just going to take up a couple of minutes of your time with Marcy's Minute. So a lot of things did go on this week. The first thing that I'm going to talk about, actually, I don't have too much information. None of us do, but apparently Jamie Foxx remains hospitalized in Atlanta, delaying his Netflix movie shoot. There's not too many details. Only thing we're getting is Fox 55 has been in the hospital, and he seems to be doing better. The 55-year-old entertainer, his daughter Corinne at his side, they made an announcement on Wednesday, but we haven't had any updates since then. So he's been getting a lot of, prayers and everything on social media, people just, saying good things about him. So just keep him in prayer. Hopefully it's nothing, too crucial, but we don't have any details. So we're just going to leave it at that. Just get well soon, Mr. Jamie Foxx. Another thing that was announced this week, congratulations go out to one of my absolute favorites, Martin. He's going to get his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week on April the 20th. So he did go ahead and respond after they did go ahead and tweet and let him know. But he said, we did it, bro. We did it all the way from Landover, Washington, D.C., all the way to Hollywood. We did it. Oh, man. God bless. God bless. Lawrence has entertained fans in comedy, film, and television for decades since he first started in the late 1980s. The 57-year-old was launched to success as the star of the sitcom Martin before leaving for Hollywood and joining Will Smith in the long-running Bad Boys film franchise. So congratulations goes out to you. I want to sneak this in here really fast on a TMZ Sports page. E-40 got ejected from the Warriors game, I think it was last night. He stated that he was being heckled while in the crowd. If you all follow E-40 in any kind of way, Earl Simmons, he does attend those games quite frequently. He's always there. Him and his wife pretty much front row seats. So he's blaming racial bias. Someone in the crowd was stating he was standing up too much and they couldn't see him. So they started kind of just like verbalizing with each other, and then it kind of escalated from what the reports say into a full-blown scene. E-40 wasn't happy, of course, and then he was asked to leave and left the game. You can get his full remarks, but basically he's just blaming racial bias. So hope everything turns out okay with that, because it seems like a nice relationship he had going on there with the Warriors. Some of the players did also have to come kind of to his defense and aid, but he did have to leave the game.
Just for clarification, that was in Sacramento. That wasn't in Golden State in San Francisco. So he's still good. That was in another city. He went to the game.
Oh, it was
Sac
in Sacramento.
Town. Yeah, so just clarification.
Okay.
It wasn't.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you so much, because I just saw the Warriors, so I was just like, oh, okay, so he was in Sacramento. Got it. Okay, so there y'all have it. And finally, I'm just going to take you to entertainment. So Hulu, they had announced earlier this week the anniversary of a little-known festival. Most of us know about it probably, but Freaknik. Jermaine Dupri is one of the producers on this documentary film. We don't have a release date yet, but the gauntlets are already being thrown. Some 45 to 50-year-olds have already said they're going to file suit against the producers of this actual documentary for invasion of privacy. But Freaknik was something that started in Atlanta in 1992 when it really got popular. It went on through kind of like up until the 96 Atlanta Olympics, when the city of Atlanta, they were working, to clean up the city. And by that time, Freaknik, it had just like propelled into this, basically the wildest party never told. They're going to have videos. They're going to get into all kind of things. But if you just think of what we know today as Coachella, Freaknik probably was way more going on than that. It did do some good things. It added $20 million to the city's economy by 1994. In 92, it had over 200,000 attendees. There's a great article at complex.com. The sections include the players, the picnic, the growth, the music, the freaks, the city, the police, and the change. We have a Big Boy from Outkast. We also have Killer Mike. Adina Howard speaks Uncle Luke. So it's a really good article. But hopefully they also don't shy away from when things did kind of take a turn. Geraldo Rivera did an interview once when he was out there, and he was actually helping a young lady because things kind of got bad out there. It was just some people called it like Sodom and Gomorrah, and it was supposed to be a college festival. We're listening to music and stuff like that. So I'll be waiting to see it. But I saw the funniest tweet, and then I'm done. It said, my mama won't be in that Freaknik documentary. She was in Compton gangbanging. Now we can shoot the gun. Like, we weren't out there. All y'all that's worried, they gonna see you, girl. You shouldn't have been out there wilding. But thank you all for listening. And that's Marcy's Minute. Back to you guys. And Queen.
I've seen, great. Go ahead, bro.
No, cousin Marcy off the chain, cause she dipped into it where you wasn't supposed to dip way up in there, man. You dipped into it, cousin Marcy. You cold motherfucker, man. Cause it's some motherfuckers in that Freaknik that they didn't know they was getting filmed. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
You like, let me go suck on this right here, right? I didn't know I was getting filmed, though. Damn.
Yeah, that's why
he
was out there wilding, girl. He was out there wilding, and he was out there gangbanging. So now they worry. They're running. Like,
right.
And if this suit comes into play, that's crazy, town. Like, you remember the girl
wild.
Wild scandal? Where was the freaking at?
Because you said... You said 92, 96. I was in the P and all that shit. I was knocked up.
Oh, yeah. It was in Atlanta. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I know I can't be in it. I can't be getting my thing sucked up in there. I wasn't there.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Hey,
so if y'all get a chance, check that article out because they really dip into it. Like, even Adina Howard said, I wasn't wilding out like that only because I was famous and people knew my face. So it was as many celebrities out there. Just think of it like as the All-Star Weekend, how All-Star Weekend and kind of took off when it was in L.A. Like, don't be out there wilding. Period, point blank.
I went to the pen right after the gang truce in 92, probably like September. I think the gang truce was like April, May, summertime. And shit, I went to the pen in 92. I didn't get out until 95. And I damn sure didn't go to Atlanta in 96. I damn sure didn't do that. I couldn't even leave. I couldn't go. I couldn't leave nowhere. I was stuck. I was on parole. I didn't do nothing. I was on parole.
You couldn't go nowhere. See?
It was a mess. That Freaknik thing is, they are going to have to, I think it is going to be a lot of lawsuits. If you're showing people, unless they blank their faces out, but if you show a lot of people that, like you say, don't consent to them having it, I don't know if that could be a problem. I don't know.
This is going to be a huge issue because the years when it kind of hit the national conscientiousness, like when people started noticing, of course it wasn't something good. All these black kids are out having a street party like the Essence Festival. No, women were getting the R word. They were getting assaulted. Men were getting murdered. You come out there, your fancy car, you don't know. This is why. So with the Me Too thing, of course you're going to have, because now you're going to jar somebody's memory that you did something bad to in 1994. Thank you, Robert Kelly. And they're going to remember, and Gloria Allred is about to get more. Let me do my application. Where is Gloria Allred? Let me do my application because she's about to get
this. I said
Robert Kelly.
Yeah.
Shoot the gun.
That nigga him.
I said it.
I don't know, Queen.
Get his ass. What else you got to say about that nigga? Get that nigga. Please,
I don't know.
I can get him because you can get him. Get him, Marcy.
All I know recently is that the parents of Azriel Clary came out and said they were telling that girl, telling her what to say and all this other stuff. So with that, it's just like, we don't know.
On,
it's a mess. That's another mess.
I never liked Cub. I already knew he was a weirdo when he was fucking with Aaliyah. Lee was probably like 12, 13 or some shit like that. He was fucking with Lee. I'm like,
damn.
This nigga here. I'm like, this nigga here. Man. This is a nigga not a nigga. Get him, cuz. Get him. Shoot that nigga. Shoot that motherfucker one more time. Get him one more time. Bow. Bust that nigga in the head. Bow.
Lord.
He said 12 or 13.
Damn. Nothing wrong. Well, she got married at 15.
Yeah, she got married
she
at 15.
She was married
so
when he was 15.
Right, so he had to be, you know, he was fucking her at least two, three years, nigga, at least, nigga, before that.
Damn.
Mm-mm.
Damn, hold on.
Nasty, cuz. That's what I call him. Yeah, nigga, bust him in the head, cuz. Bust that nigga in the head.
He said at least 2 to 3 years before, prior. He had priors.
Yeah, cuz. He was weirdo, cuz. He was always a weirdo, cuz. I never liked cuz.
Damn.
I never liked her at all.
All right, well, on a somber note, you know what I mean. We'll be right back, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm just cocking.
Bust his ass in the head.
Try to be more aware. I keep hearing footsteps, baby, in the dark. This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Girl, you know how
you. No matter what you do. And I hope you understand me. Every word I say is true. 'Cause I love you. Baby, I'm thinking of you. Trying to be more of a man for you. But we gonna see it through. 'Cause I love you. Oh, 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 oh. Some men need lots of women. Things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend, I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely, you get lonely, you get lonely, uh-oh, uh-oh, oh, 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 and I cry, oh, 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 and the tears would fill up. In the wells of my eyes, oh baby. And then it got so bad, it got so bad. So one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling,
and you smiled at me. Oh, oh, it was such a pretty smile, yes it was. And you reached out your hand. You helped me. You helped me. I won't ever leave you, baby. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you. Oh, 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 baby. I'm glad. I'm glad, baby. Oh, oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, oh, oh.
There it is, y'all. OG Sunday's Fabulous Slow Rider. Oldies. She did it again. G.A., Cousin Marcy, mm-hmm. Queen Jean. G.
Man.
Yes. Sounding good.
Mm-hmm. He said he did what with the TV? He watched TV?
He said he
went
watched it till it went off.
Oh,
TV used to go off. It would go off.
Yeah. Oh.
Shout out to Lenny Williams, okay.
And Lenny Williams has some good music.
That's some TV.
On
TV, TV used to go off at midnight. Shit, it used to
right.
go off.
Yep.
Yeah, you see that? You see that snow? You know, you see all that white fuzz.
Yep.
Right
yeah.
after what's our mash? I remember.
Who was that boat? The boat. Who was the boat?
Love boat.
That motherfucker right there. Love America style. Love America. Love America style was almost. Hey, that was almost porn back then. That was almost porn back then. Love America.
What is that? What was it?
Love America was almost porn. Shit. They was back
then.
They was
a little posse with each other.
Yeah, they was
on their couch all the time.
Right. It was kind of
my
weird.
Mama used to, my mama used to scream in there, turn that damn TV off. Turn that TV off. I was like, damn, we can't even watch this Love America style tonight.
Oh, we had a great show, you guys. Great show.
Yeah. Y'all made me laugh. Y'all made my day, for real.
Yeah, boy.
And that's all
yeah,
I
that
got to say. Y'all made my day. I love
that's
that.
That's a beautiful
most
thing.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I know I needed this. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to beat you to the punch, big bro. I'm going to be short.
Get with it.
It's a new week coming in. I just want everybody to know everything will work out in the end. You don't need to know how. You just have to trust that it will. God's will be God's will, and I'm learning to accept that on a daily and not get angry about things that happen in my life. So God's will be God's will. Everybody have a blessed, positive week. Love on your family, peace, love, light, and Ashe.
There she go, man. Queen Jean. Queen Jean, I'm going to jump right on your back. I'm going to jump right behind you, man, because I can't be playing around. But listen, man, what I need y'all to do is live your life like God is watching, because he is. He know every hair follicles you got in your hair. He know everything about you. He know what you're thinking. He don't look at the outside of you. He look in your heart. So you got to live life like God is watching. That's because he is that part, y'all. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. I receive.
Norman Deacon. Deacon, y'all. Man.
Absolutely.
I'm going to just say, like I always say, because it's all I got to say. 7 days without prayer makes one
week.
Hey, make you weak at the knees. Pray tonight, y'all.
I want to be weak. Pray.
You was on point. You was on point till you put the hip hop in it. Then you was on point. Nigga, hip hop is nigga to make you weak at the knees.
Leave alone.
We don't need no zap in that shit. None of that psychedelic. None of that shit. We don't need none of that, girl. I didn't duck that time. You got me, dude.
I didn't have much. I let the grown folks do it. Now y'all take these gems that they just gave y'all, that good music. Enjoy your week. Spread peace and love in whatever you do, and trust in God. And that's all I want to say.
Yes.
There it is, y'all.
Well, peace and love, much love and respect, and thanks to everybody that tuned in. DJ Maniac. Maniac
off that Yeah, poor.
Much love.
Peace
all right, y'all. I will see y'all
all
next
right.
time.
Peace out.
Catch me in the afterhours if you're hanging out. Peace and love, y'all.